What do you think the Sofia trial is going to show?
I hope it shows that we see that improvement in combining the two treatments. I suspect that we may get answers to that before the Sofia trial comes through, in the sense that metastatic studies often take a bit longer to run, and there are a couple of studies ongoing where they are combining therapies as well, and they may show through sooner.
What trials are those?
There's a study in the US where they're combining Faslodex and Anastrozole versus Anastrozole alone. And so we may see whether the combination is better than a single-agent AI. And in some ways, that would be like the same comparison that was made in ATAC of the combination versus, you know, a single agent. That would be an interesting result.
It's like the Angela Brody thing, then.
Yeah, to see. So that's one. And the other study that we're actually doing in the UK as part of a full centre that I'm the PI on is we're doing a pre-surgical study comparing Faslodex versus Anastrozole versus the combination to extend the previous pre-surgical study we did, which was 50, 125 and 250, we're actually this time using Faslodex at 500 milligrams versus Anastrozole 1 milligram versus the combination. And so what we're doing there really is to see, can we get a bigger effect by increasing the dose? And how does that compare when we both increase the dose and decrease the estradiol level?
When's that going to be ready?
We're recruiting to it just now, and I suspect it will have finished recruiting, hopefully, either end of this year, beginning of next, and so it should be available sometime in 2007, I would have thought.